Energy. Hit music only.
Energy Fresh, det är här vi upptäcker ny musik varje söndag till fredag. Felix Andersson heter jag som hänger med dig. Och nu har jag ingen annan än MNEK i studion. Welcome to Sweden, MNEK.
Hi.
How are you?
I just about understood, like, I understood the MNEK bit.
Yeah. Okay.
But like, great, amazing. Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you? Such a pleasure to have you back in Sweden.
Thanks for having me.
It's been 6 months since we saw each other last time.
About that, yeah.
And it's everything has just exploded for you. I'm impressed.
Thank you. What happened? The song happened, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, Never Forget You just became, it just grew legs, like, beyond, like, just one place. And it went to, you know, it got big in the UK, and it got big in America, and Australia, and it's great. I'm really grateful for how well it's done, and I'm thankful that it's now given us leverage to now go forth with this new single, At Night I Think About You.
Yeah, speaking about the new single, I'm quite impressed. You wrote it yourself. You produced it yourself.
I produced it myself. I wrote it with my boyfriend, Brayton, and my really best, like, one of my best friends, Ryan. And that's, like, a template I've been doing for, like, for the rest of my album, just, like, work with my friends and, but keeping it very much in the family.
So I mean, when you release a new track, like, At Night, are you getting, like, do you feel the pressure now? After releasing, like, Never Forget You?
I mean, there's a pressure, for sure. I mean, of course, because, like, I think Never Forget You was more successful than any of us thought it would be. So the pressure of living up to that is always going to be there. But I can't do that because, I can't expect that. But all I can at least, like, promise or at least be, like, right, certain about is the music is good enough and the music is amazing. And I'm really proud of At Night.
But how does it feel now? Releasing this new track, which is amazing. Amazing
track.
Thank you. It's one of the I think it's your best track so far.
Oh, man. Thank you.
I really think so.
I feel great. It's like the I waited so long to, like, release a new tune, and I guess it was, like, waiting for the right one and getting the plan right for it and stuff, and I'm really confident about the song, and I'm just happy that the reaction's been so great. It's almost got, like, a million plays on Spotify, and I was like, what? Like, that's crazy. And it's just my name on there, so, like, it's great.
But when you release a new track like this, At Night, where do you find all the inspiration?
I think after Never Forget You, and also, like, around, like, a year ago, I started my own album again after I released my EP last year. And I guess the inspiration for the album and kind of the sonic focus of it changed, because I got older, and also I changed my approach, and I just feel like the music is better, and I feel like the music is just so much more me and so much more fun, and, you know, it's dance music, but then it's, like, got, like, R&B in there, and it's got, you know, pop influences, and I just get to have fun with it, and it's good, and this song is no different to that kind of, like, mentality.
You already been working with Diplo, Kylie Minogue,
and
Madonna also. If you could choose whoever you want, who would you work with?
I don't know. I think that's a question I'm getting asked, like, literally. I think the next interview I have of this will ask the same question, fine. But it's like, I guess I don't have any aspirations in that regard, because I just want to, like, always be surprised, and I always want to have just fun. You know, being like, oh, this is the new artist I'm working with, or this is an established artist that I'm really excited to be in the studio with. So, yeah, I think I just want to continue to be excited.
Because I read something on the internet yesterday, actually,
okay,
about you. You wrote a song or produced a track for Beyoncé's new album.
I co-wrote a song in there.
Is it true?
Yeah.
It is?
It is true.
Wow, how was that?
It was really cool. I mean, it's just one of the things where it's like my career, like, another thing to add to, like, things I've done, and also it's great because, like, the process of that being, you know, her being, like, a major label artist and being a major artist, like, Beyonce is Beyonce, she doesn't need any introduction, but, like, the way that was all handled by her team and everything was just really great and very easygoing, and I really loved the song, so, I'm more thankful than anything for that, and that also the reception to it has been great too, for that song in particular.
After all that's happened for you so fast, we were talking about this before the interview. if you would compare your life 1 year back, what's the biggest difference?
My life hasn't changed. Like, it's, the truth is, like, my life is very much the same as it always is. I still am, you know, a Londoner, and I still get to hang out with my friends all the time, and I'm still just making music and in my studio in East London. I guess the only difference now is that I get to travel more because of the music, and I get to come to places like this, which I wasn't doing last year.
But can you still walk outside your door and just go and watch a movie if you want to? Or is it like people know you so much now?
I get noticed from time to time, but I mean, I get to live my life. So, I mean, that's something I'm really happy for, but it's almost like one of the things where it's like, if it's happening, if it means that, like, if I can't go to like a 7-Eleven or something or Sainsbury's, without being hounded, then it means I'm doing something right. But then at the same time, it's like, I can't go to Sainsbury's or 7-Eleven without being hounded. So, I don't know. I mean, I'm just happy that the music is growing at a good pace and that people are enjoying it, and that I'm enjoying it too. So, yeah.
But do you gonna release a music video for this new track at night?
Yes.
And can you say something secret about that?
Well, basically, we're still editing it. It's still in the process. It should come out quite soon. I guess the one thing I'll say about it is that it plays on the concept of the song, and that it touches on the idea of insomnia and not being able to sleep and the restlessness of that. So yeah, I'll say that.
Okay. Looking forward to that, and thank you so much, MNK, for dropping by the studio.
Thank you for having me, man.
Energy. Hits music only.